7:18 on the Breakfast Club. Take yourself back, Jim, to that first day that you had to get yourself to Simmons Stadium and join the rest of the Geelong Football Club for your first ever venture into AFL life. That's what's happening to Jaden Stevenson today. Not for Geelong, but for the Magpies. He's in the car with the Brown boys on the way to training for the very first time, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Jaden, good morning.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Not a problem, mate. Great to have you on board. What's the mood like in the car?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Tyler and I are a little bit nervous, but the Cal's reassuring us.
It was a busy weekend for you. You obviously had enormous emotion leading into it, and then you get your name gets called out, and you're a Magpie. That moment for you, what was that like?
Yeah, that was probably one of the most special things, one of the most special moments I've ever had. I'm not much of a crier, but I did get a little bit teary, and shaking Bax's hands was just awesome.
Now, Jaden, a lot was made about the ticker, the heart. Can you just explain to people, supposedly, what everyone thought was wrong with the heart condition?
There's an irregularity with the electrics of the heart, but nothing has been proven or diagnosed yet. So even if it does, there's no ramifications or anything. It doesn't affect me at all. So, no worries at all.
And just finally on that, do you have to manage yourself throughout the day? Is there medication or... Yeah, even diet or training-wise, do you have to do anything different?
Only medication. So I've got to take medication 3 times a day, just as precautionary sort of stuff. But doesn't affect my training load or anything. I can still do what all the other boys do.
So, Jaden, let's go back to Friday night. Where did you think you were going to go based on the clubs that you had spoken to and when you're in the room there on Friday night? What were you thinking? Best case scenario and most likely scenario?
Yeah, I thought best case and most likely was Collingwood. They'd spoken to me the most out of any of the clubs. I'd trained at North Melbourne, so I thought, oh, they might pick me, but it might have been a little bit high at number 4 with this heart thing. So I was hoping for Collingwood, like when it got to them, and I was just lucky that it was.
So who did you barrack for growing up?
I was a Brisbane Lions supporter growing up.
Brisbane Lions? Oh, why did that happen?
What's wrong with you?
They were winning flags when I was young. Bandwagon.
Right, okay. So not a link to potentially a dad that barracked for Fitzroy or anything like that? It was just purely the way that they play when you were growing up?
Yeah, they were just winning premierships, and a young boy, they likes to get on the successful team.
So who was your favourite player for the Lions then that you watched closely?
Yeah, it was always Jonathan Brown. So I always had number 16 on my back and played all my junior footy with 16 on my back.
So obviously you'll go to training today and first thing you'll talk to Bucks about was those premierships and the Lions won over Collingwood.
No, I don't think I'll be addressing it with him.
No, I suggest you leave that conversation for a later date, Jaden, about 250 games away, I reckon. Yeah. What about, I mean, you're in there with the car with the Brown boys, Tyler, who was drafted father-son on Friday night, and Callum, of course, who's been there for 12 months. Knowing or hoping that you get to Collingwood, was the comfortability factor with the Brown boys a big part of that? The fact that, you know, you obviously played with Tyler at the Eastern Rangers, you would have known Callum through that makes it a bit easier?
Yeah, it certainly does. They're both great boys as well. So spending time with them and getting to know them more will be great.
So what are you expecting today when you walk in? I mean, are there butterflies in your stomach at the moment? What are you expecting today?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm just going to go in and introduce myself. A lot of the boys sent text messages and calls and that, so they seemed quite friendly and welcoming. And I don't think we're doing much training today, but just get to know them, I guess, and get to know the place.
Now, I read an article about you not too long ago in The Age. Daniel Cherney wrote a great article with you that you've always been trying to come up with a way to make some cash. You bought the trading cards at Caribbean Gardens and sell them on eBay for a profit.
You
bought a car somehow after working at Kmart for a couple of years, and now you've got this clothing business. So what are you going to do now with this footy job that's pretty full on?
Yeah, well, lucky I've got a few other mates in the clothing business, so they'll keep it afloat, but I'll do my best to do my part whenever I can.
So how does that, what sort of, does that personality, does that bring to footy? I mean, you're always thinking about being better or finding new ways to do things. How does that correlate with your footy career?
Yeah, I think it's more a driven sort of thing, just having something to do and having a goal that you're trying to reach and be successful. It's not really like money motivated, I guess. It's more just I do it because it's enjoyable, and I don't know, people get a good laugh out of when you find little schemes to make money.
Magpie supporter will be sitting there listening to this, going, right, we've got a number six draft pick who likes to make some cash. That's good for us. What sort of player is he, though? What sort of player are you, Jaden?
I think I'm someone that just takes the game on. I think I'm quite fast, so I try and use that to my advantage. I'm not afraid to make a mistake and sort of play high risk, high reward sort of footy.
So in saying that, would you sort of sidle up to Adam Treloar and pick his brain a lot this pre-season?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I'll obviously be trying to learn as much as I can off all the boys. But certainly, even someone like Will Hoskin-Elliott, who I think would play quite a similar role to me, I'll try and learn as much as I can off him.
Who's the one that you're looking forward to tapping into the most of all the players that are at Collingwood? We've mentioned a couple there, but is there one that, you know, once it started to sink in that you're going to Collingwood, you thought, oh, this will be pretty cool to go and speak to such and such about footy?
Yeah, obviously Pendle's like, he just seems like the ultimate professional from everything I've seen. But I think getting to know him and delving a little bit deeper will be great, and especially for my footy.
So one of the drawbacks of Friday night from the draftees' perspective, particularly Victorian draftees and South Australian, WA and Queensland draftees, is the fact that it's in Sydney and you're not with your extended family in that moment, who have more often than not been there with you from the start and support you all the way through, but they're not there with you. Did you celebrate on Saturday when you came home?
Yeah, I had a few of my mates come over Saturday. A lot of them had headed off to schoolie, so I wasn't able to see them. But my mates that aren't in my year level, I caught up with them and had some good fun with them. But I was lucky that all my family and my girlfriend came up to the draft, and also my godparents who have been there all the way. So that, it was really good up there.
Was it a relief to stay in Melbourne? A lot of the young players, particularly based through the TAC Cup, have to travel interstate and away from their family, away from their friends. Was that something that was important to you? Because I know that West Coast was one club that was very heavily linked to you, which would have meant you were going to the other side of Australia to play.
Yeah, I certainly, like, I thought I'd be fine. Like, I'm not going to get homesick and all that sort of stuff. I was willing to go, but yesterday, just thinking about it, I'm very lucky to have stayed in Victoria, because I don't think I would have been ready to say goodbye yet. And thinking about all the other boys like Adam Terra, Joel Garner, Sam Hayes, Tom North that are going to Fremantle and Port Adelaide, I was sort of feeling a bit for them.
What about the you mentioned before that you had a bit of a cry, and there's no need to be embarrassed about that. I did the same thing, and I saw Luke Davies Uniacke do it in a video on the North Melbourne website as well. The build up is stressful in many ways. Obviously, you're anticipating it, you're looking forward to it, but it's quite stressful because it's your future, it's your dream, and until it happens, you don't really know what's going to happen. Is that how you felt at the end when you did get your name called out?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's been a pretty long 8 or 9 weeks with all this heart stuff. So to finally get my name read out and to end up at such a good club like Collingwood was just real emotional, and I was just couldn't be happier.
Jaden, how long ago can you remember that you wanted AFL to be your dream? A lot of guys like yourself and a lot in the draft can play pretty much any sport, but how long ago did you start focusing on thinking, geez, I could actually make a career of this?
Probably the 2003 grand final watching Brisbane. I thought, yep, I want to do that one day. So that would have been then, but it didn't really become a reality sort of thing until I think I played TAC Cup as a 16-year-old in the under-18s. I sort of thought, geez, I might actually be a chance.
I don't want to go back to the heart stuff that we've mentioned a couple of times, but just the fact that you've mentioned it a few times, I detect that you were starting to get maybe a little bit concerned that it was going to have an impact on you as an AFL footballer, and that maybe clubs thought, oh, it's a bit of a risk. Did that start to enter your mind at all?
Yeah, it was more just annoying, I guess. I sort of, I knew it wouldn't affect me. The cardiologist had the view that it wasn't going to affect me, and the fact that these clubs were still sort of questioning it sort of annoyed me, but I'm wrapped that Collingwood have taken me on, and I'm definitely going to repay the faith and work as hard as I can to thank them.
I'm pretty sure they'll be very happy to get you as part of their football club too, Jaden. Well done. Congratulations on being selected to have a chance in an AFL career with the Magpies. Good luck today. It's a great day. Your first day at your new job, at your new home, hopefully for many, many years. Well done.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time, guys.
Not a problem. Say good day to the Brown Boys for us as well. Jaden Stevenson on his way to training with the Brown Boys and the Magpies today. Pick six in Friday's AFL draft.
Now, we had Glenn Luff in here, Jimmy, last week going through the draft from Champion Data.
The genius.
He was part of the Fox coverage on Friday night, Mandarin aficionado. He thinks that Stevenson could be the best in it because he's such a unique player. And if it does all click, all the pieces, that he could be one of the best players from this draft. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
Yeah. Now we always got told when we first arrived at the club, the draft is what you get drafted is only a number, and then all the players who come in are equal. So he's got an opportunity, and so do the other boys.
All right. What was your first day like, half? So we think we've just talked to Jaden, who's driving into training for the first time.
I was petrified. Petrified. I'm walking to Hawthorn. With Dunstall, Platt, and Brereton was back that summer. Langford, Collins, Pritchard, Jenke, all these superstars. Darren Jarman.
Well, you're would have been a confident young guy, though.
I was a confident young fella.
Did you put on a big front, though? Like,
no, I was petrified. I came in on crutches. I broke my leg. I came in on crutches, so I'm sitting there as the invalid. You know, they're looking at this first round pick with on crutches. They're probably thinking, who the hell's picked this kid? The first guy I met was Jason Dunstall. John Hook was the footy manager, and he introduced me. He called him across. As soon as I walked down the first three steps into the change rooms, he called Jason over and introduced himself. And Jason says, "G'day, I'm Jason Dunstall." And my first two words in Hawthorn history was, "No shit." Like, it just came out. It's one of those things that just came out. I know who you are, mate. So it was awkward. It was awkward. I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't know how to hold my body, or where to sit, who to talk to. It was shocking.
Jimmy, what was it like for you? Because again, you both pick eight, so you both came to the club with a reputation. So the players clearly would have known who you were. What was it like for you?
Well, I was a bit lucky because I was one of 10 who came to the club, and Gaz Jr. and I sort of got to hold hands, if you will. On our way down there, because we played in the Geelong Falcons together for a couple of years, so we sort of had each other lean on. But I was a bit like half. I was a little bit embarrassed and nervous that I was down there, and you're like, geez, I hope they got it right with myself. But I didn't know what to call people. I still remember doing some warm-up kicking with Stephen King, and only 6 months earlier, I watched Geelong play Richmond, and it was when Brad Ottens and Stephen King kicked about four each, and Stephen King dominated the game. And then I'm at training, I'm doing kick to kick, and I go, do I call him Stephen, Mr. King? I haven't earned the right to call him by a nickname. If I call him King, you think, oh, who's this young upstart? Like, you haven't earned the right to call people by their nickname. It's the little things, isn't it, Half? You go, I don't know what to do, but it's football, which you've been playing for a number of years leading up to it. But, yeah, you just feel, oh, yeah, completely out of it, really.
And how long does it take for you to feel comfortable?
For me, it was once I got on the track, because I was in rehab till December. And you don't feel really comfortable in rehab as the first round draft pick, and everyone's hoping for good things from you. So it took me a while to get going. But once the footies came out and I was able to get involved and I could play, I was sweet. I was back where I wanted to be.
Yeah, games for me, sort of your pre-season games, just a chance, hopefully, you know, you play well, you show them why they picked you. It was always games for me.
It was your first game against Essendon, wasn't it?
Yes, in round one, they won by 10 goals, played on Smoking Joe Macedi. I'm part of the First Kick Smothered Club. It's a unique club, not as popular as the First Kick Goal Club, but...
What about this, round 10, 1995, my first game, beaten by 103 points. Welcome to AFL footy, you hack. And then welcome to the first kick, hit the post club.
Oh, yeah. A couple of unique clubs are in.
A couple of unique clubs.
Did the aeroplane come out and then quickly go back down?
No, the aeroplane wasn't built at that stage. Yeah. It was in construction.
Hey, when did the aeroplane take its first flight?
I can't remember. 98, maybe. 98? I think it might have been 98. We put it back away and then brought it back out in 2001. For its maiden voyage.
Oh, answer it. Shut it down.
28-8. We'll move on after the break. Well done, by the way, to Justin, who is our Melbourne Cup sweep winner with Aston DB on Friday night at the Dogs.
That's an omen bet today.
Yeah, absolutely. Clan Hand's birthday. And Friday face-off, Rammer got a win for Michael from Elwood with Steve Smith to make the most runs for the Aussies in the first innings. Todd Woodbridge will join us after this. Stick around.